going, everybody? Welcome back to the Layover Podcast on the Lost In Network. Today we have Gediminas Varvulas, who is the ambassador of Lithuania to the United States. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about travel trends in Lithuania and what they're doing here at CES this week to encourage probably economic development, I imagine we'll talk a little bit about. But thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. It's my first time at CES.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Quite exciting. A little overwhelming as well.
Yeah, it's kind of this, it's kind of I think there's a million people here this week. So lots of people.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to kind of synthesize it down to the things that might be relevant and interesting to you. I'm somewhat of a veteran, but excited to hear about travel in Lithuania. So tell me, what are some of the things that Lithuania is most well known for travel that maybe an American audience wouldn't be familiar with?
Yeah, so Lithuania is Lithuania is the geographical center of Europe.
No way. Okay, yeah, I didn't realize that.
That has been, identified as such by some French, geographers.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, if you take the whole continent of Europe from the Ural Mountains to Portugal,
mm-hmm.
this is where the center lies, in Lithuania.
Okay.
We are very proud of that fact, but it's not that fact that brings tourists to Lithuania, but...
But it's nice to be central, right?
But yeah, it is central. But actually, we are, we have things that we are quite proud of, which are mostly, nature.
Mm, a lot of outdoors. And
a lot of outdoor activities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also some historic heritage.
Interesting.
And old towns and architecture. And also food.
Yeah.
As in every other country, we have some specialties.
Lithuanian cuisine.
Yeah. Some specialities that are quite unique.
So if Americans weren't familiar with Lithuanian cuisine, what would be a similar comparison, would you say? Like a similar profile?
We like the kind of very filling dishes.
Okay. Yeah, so the Dutch are known for that a little bit, right?
Dutch,
yeah,
German, food, it's a kind German. Of, yeah, okay. comfort food, this is the right way to describe. Like, we have a lot of, potato-based dishes,
mm-hmm.
We have this very special dish, what we call cepeline, like the zeppelins, because it has the shape of zeppelins, things that used to fly in the sky in the beginning of the 20th century.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are made of potato, and you have meat inside. Mm-hmm. It's boiled. It's and then you put some generous mushroom sauce on it as a topping.
Hearty.
And then it's especially in winter. It's really very tasty and could be quite generous and heavy. But I guess we are here to enjoy the food and like these generous tastes and flavors, and this is exactly what the cepeline offer. Okay. And then we have different stuff, very unique, which we call and it has an impossible name to pronounce, but there is other way to describe this dish, which is the pink soup.
Okay.
The
yeah.
Pink soup. So and this it has exactly the pink color.
And is it tomato based?
And it's not tomato based. It's beetroot based.
Beetroot based. Okay. That's very popular. Beet hummus is very popular in the United States right now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's beetroot based. It's a cold soup. Mm-hmm. It's a summer dish.
So like a borscht.
Yeah, it's like a borscht, but it's a cold borscht.
Interesting.
Yeah, so this one for summer, and then the previous one is more for winter.
Okay. And then what are some of the bigger towns that people would want to add to their Lithuanian agenda?
I think you should start from the capital city of Vilnius.
Mm-hmm.
It's a city that was founded more than 700 years ago.
Wow.
It has quite a rich history. It's part of the UNESCO heritage, mm-hmm. List.
Yep.
The old town of Vilnius. We have a very beautiful, architecture. All architecture styles you can find in Vilnius. you would be
gothic,
yeah, starting from gothic, but that, then Renaissance, and then there is a very special Vilnius Baroque style, you know, very
Baroque
kind of rich Baroque churches. Actually, most of churches, you know, Lithuania is a Catholic country. You would be surprised, but it's the easternmost Catholic country of Europe,
and not Orthodox.
Not Orthodox.
Okay,
so maybe for travelers from far away, they would think that they are already in this part of Europe where you have Orthodox church, but no, Lithuania is very much Catholic. And so all those churches, they were mostly built by the Italian architects in the Middle Ages and early Renaissance period. So sometimes you, when you are in Vilnius, you have this feeling that you are in Vienna, or sometimes even in some Italian towns.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What is the best time of year to travel to Lithuania, in your opinion?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, again, speaking of comfort, probably the period between May and September comes as a natural choice, because then you have the warm weather, you have the lush, you know, greenery and nature. You can enjoy outdoors a lot. You can travel, do some outdoor activity. We have lots of lakes. We have more than 2,000 lakes,
so we can
do some canoeing or
even
sailing.
It's kind of similar to like Switzerland has a lot of lakes. You know,
our lakes might be a little smaller, but just very beautiful. Some of them interconnected, so lots of water sport activities as well. I'm a sailor myself. So,
nice. Okay.
I love this activity in summer during that period. We have this town which is not too far from Vilnius, the historic capital of Lithuania, called Trakai. It has a beautiful medieval castle, you know, red brick castle, in the middle of a lake on an island.
Wow.
And so you can sail around or just
really cool.
do some boating around. So this is really beautiful.
That's
something
awesome.
To recommend, you know.
So tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to come to CES this year.
I've been invited by the organizers to promote our innovation policies and to pitch, you know, what innovation.
Are you guys doing the digital nomad stuff and trying to encourage, kind of the new class of entrepreneur that is kind of sees themselves as a borderless entrepreneur
people
absolutely. Are going to Dubai and Portugal and some of these places.
Absolutely. And also inviting all those, you know, young entrepreneurs to come and explore Lithuania. We have a very vibrant, you know, innovation ecosystem, lots of startups. There are some specific areas where Lithuania really excels. And for some of these CES, you know, participants, this is really interesting. One of them being fintech industry. Pretty liberal fintech, regulation system.
And in the crypto kind of space,
And all those companies. That the latest newcomer to Lithuania from this area is the Robinhood company.
We know
American
them well.
Company,
yep.
So they do crypto, and they are the latest company to register in Lithuania and do their activities in Europe for the European market from Lithuania.
Wow, so their European headquarters being in Lithuania.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's amazing.
And then Revolut, the Spain payment system, also is Lithuania-based.
Awesome.
Yeah. So there's this, and then, of course, some other traditional high-tech industries, such as lasers, photonics, life sciences. Those are also pretty strong in Lithuania, and we try to promote them.
That's awesome. So do you guys have an entire delegation from Lithuania, or are you part of like a broader, you know, European delegation?
Yeah.
How are you kind of curating your Lithuania or your CES experience, and how are you kind of combining forces
with colleagues
and peers?
Totally. I mean, we are a small country, so doing it on our own would be,
it'd be hard to stand out, right?
Hard to, you know, that we have limited resources to stand out with a huge, big individual pavilion. So we do it as part of, very much as part of the EU effort, European Union effort. But we have some individual companies also visiting and exploring. We really, in Europe, you know, Europe is a mosaic of smaller and medium-sized countries. So we really... It's in our DNA to team up and to do things together.
Coalition building.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I understand you had a talk as well. You did a keynote or panel, or did you do a solo?
I was part of a panel discussion on innovation. Nice. Yeah, I was pitching Lithuanian innovation.
How did it go?
Yeah, it was very nice. A little noisy with all the crowd, but actually this noise, you know, it gives you energy.
Yeah, so right.
It gives you energy, yeah. And you
ambient
feel,
noise, so to speak, right?
I prefer noise to silence.
Totally. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Anything that is going to happen at CES this week that you're really excited to check out, either from a personal perspective? Are you a technology guy? Do you like gadgetry? Do you like this type of thing?
Myself, personally, I'm not really a technology guru.
Uh-huh.
However, you know, we all follow with the huge attention and excitement, I should say, the all these AI related things, you know, and we've been witnessing these testimonials yesterday from Lenovo and other companies on the latest AI trends. So this is something that we are very much interested in. And Lithuania, by the way, is also thinking about building its own AI factory.
Interesting.
Just as any other country.
We kind of have to.
I think
the
bottom line is that we feel that we should not miss the train of AI. You know, we should really be part of this trend, and we have infrastructure for that. We have pretty good connectivity in Lithuania. Mm-hmm. We have energy also, which is extremely important for AI factories and data centers.
So you guys are thinking about AI infrastructure from the perspective of data centers as much as software and innovation.
Yeah, I think data from the perspective of a data center in the first place.
Are you guys renewables or nuclear? What is going to be the focus
for
you guys?
Energy mix.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Energy mix with renewables. Taking increasingly... I would say important part,
mm-hmm.
You know, because in Lithuania, we don't have natural resources.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Our main resource. We have hydro.
And,
our main resource is our talents.
Yep. Yeah,
people.
Yeah. You're what do they call that? A human capital rich country.
Yes. Yep. Yes. But in terms of specifically energy sources, you are right. And we have hydro. We are putting a lot of stakes in wind power, mm-hmm. offshore wind generation, and then nuclear is also somewhere, you know, on the horizon.
Are you thinking of it from the perspective of public and private partnership, the way that the American administration has invited companies like Facebook and others to actually build power ecosystems within our country? Are you thinking of that as a model to replicate?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. I think, for this possible, you know, AI factory, you know, if we have international companies that want to, you know, be part of it, we invite them to bring their, you know, solutions as well, like energy source solutions or invest in energy. Like, we have this particular engineering site, the hydro pumping station, Kruonis hydro pumping station, which is a kind of natural battery that was built when we used to be a nuclear country. We used to have a big nuclear plant. So this infrastructure dates from that period. The plant has been closed since then.
Interesting.
But this hydro installation is still there, and it can generate a lot of energy because you accumulate water during the night when the energy is cheap,
mm-hmm.
and then you can release it on during the day on those busy periods.
Mm-hmm.
So for any data center, that would be a huge advantage to be next to this kind of energy source. And we are creating a kind of free economic zone next to this power plant to allow international companies to invest and produce artificial intelligence.
Smart.
Eventually.
I love it. Well, we welcome you. We're excited that you've joined us here at CES this year, and we're excited to learn more about Lithuania. For those from the Lost In Network who might want to explore more information about traveling to Lithuania, is there anywhere that you would point them to learn more?
Our embassy.
Okay.
Feel free to reach out to us. Our consulate generals that we have across the US. We have one in New York, another one in LA, and then Chicago. Chicago is, by the way, is the second biggest Lithuanian city in the world. We have a huge diaspora there. So, so if you want to talk to Lithuanians, ask for some personal guidance.
Chicago's the place to go.
This is where to go, but not only Chicago. Not only Chicago. LA also.
Oh, I have a good question for you. Yeah. Where's the best place to get Lithuanian food in America? Do you know of a restaurant that, that is good?
Well, yeah, for a Lithuanian restaurant, you have to go to Chicago.
Chicago's the spot. Well, hey, I'm going to be there on Tuesday, so I'm going to take you up on that.
You should check up the restaurant called the Dukes.
The Dukes.
The Duke.
Okay.
Which is which has a kind of historic explanation, because Lithuania used to be a Grand Duchy.
Ah.
And Dukes in the Middle Ages, they were very famous. They were running this castle that I was mentioning.
The one that was in the lake. Yeah.
So this is where the name comes from.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you coming on the show, and have a great CES.
Thank you. And please visit Lithuania.
100%. Thanks so much.